Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of calm in the chaos. Ever feel like life's throwing everything but the kitchen sink at you? Like, seriously, who needs that much pressure? We're constantly bombarded with demands, deadlines, and endless to-do lists. It's enough to make anyone want to curl up under a blanket and scream into a pillow. But hey, I get it. We've all been there. That's why I created this podcast, The Anti-Anxiety Stoic, your daily guide to finding peace in the storm, even when life feels like it's trying to pull you under. Today we're diving into a topic that's super important, especially with everything going on. 5 ways to practice self-care and actually reduce that pesky anxiety. Think of this as your personal toolkit for navigating the ups and downs of life with a little more grace and resilience. Because let's be real, taking care of yourself isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are amazing. It's about building sustainable habits that help you manage stress, boost your mood, and feel genuinely good in your own skin. First up, mindful moments. You know that feeling when you're totally lost in a conversation, engrossed in a book, or simply enjoying the warmth of the sun on your face? That's mindfulness in action. It's about being present in the moment, savoring those little joys, and letting go of all the worries swirling around your head. Even just taking 5 deep breaths, focusing on the rise and fall of your chest, can make a world of difference. Next, move that body. You don't have to run a marathon or join a gym unless you want to. Think about activities you genuinely enjoy. Dancing in your living room, going for a walk in nature, doing some yoga stretches. Physical activity releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that can seriously lift your mood and reduce anxiety. Now, let's talk connection. Humans are social creatures, wired to crave connection and belonging. Spending time with loved ones, nurturing those relationships, talking things out, even just laughing together can be incredibly therapeutic. It reminds you that you're not alone in this crazy journey called life. Fourthly, get enough sleep. Seriously, it's not a luxury, it's essential. When you're well rested, you're better equipped to handle stress, make sound decisions, and just feel more positive overall. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Your future self will thank you. Finally, boundaries are your BFF. You know that feeling when someone keeps pushing your buttons, taking advantage of your time, or just draining your energy? It's time to set some boundaries. Learn to say no to things that don't serve you, protect your time and energy, and prioritize what truly matters. This can be tough at first, but trust me, it's worth it. You know those days when everything feels overwhelming, like a million little tasks are vying for your attention? Maybe you're feeling pressure at work, dealing with family drama, or struggling to keep up with your personal goals. It's easy to feel like you're drowning in it all. But remember that time I told you about my friend Sarah. She was absolutely swamped deadlines at work, planning her sister's wedding, trying to squeeze in some exercise. She was on the verge of a meltdown. So she decided to try these self-care tips. A morning walk to clear her head, setting aside 30 minutes each day for a relaxing bath, and saying no to a few extra commitments. Guess what? She felt calmer, more focused, and actually got more done. Remember, you don't have to be perfect at self-care. It's not about adding another thing to your already packed schedule. It's about making small, conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Even just incorporating 1 or 2 of these tips into your daily routine can make a huge difference in how you feel. So there you had it. 5 powerful ways to practice self-care and reduce anxiety, leaving you feeling more empowered and ready to take on the world. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. You deserve to feel calm, collected, and in control, even amidst the chaos. Keep those stoic vibes strong. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends who need a little self-care boost. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join me tomorrow for another dose of calm in the chaos. Catch you then.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.